This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على
محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. I began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mas He has bestowed upon us. And I began by sending our peace and blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast upon the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect and in every circumstance of life. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us along with our families, along with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jatul Firdaus al-A'la, Amin Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, in times like these, we say Alhamdulillah that we are Muslims. The fact that we are Muslims, we have the Quran. And the Quran is a guiding force. It guides us that what should we do in certain circumstances. The Quran guides us that what do we do in every aspect of our life. And the Quran has stories that tells us that there were certain things that have happened in the past, and you can certainly learn from them. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That there is an ibrah in lessons to be learned from the stories of the past. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى These are not just stories that you just listen and you enjoy. And these are not just stories that are made up and fabricated. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ And it explains everything. وَهُدًا It is a means of guidance. وَرَحْمَةً It is a means of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُ لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ Only if we have full belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in times like these, think about if we did not have the Quran. Imagine if we did not have these stories that we can learn from, we can find consolation in. Think about if we did not have the Quran and we did not have Allah in our life, what would be our purpose of life? And just imagine if I do not have guidance, imagine living in this pandemic and I have no idea what to do. I have no idea how to move forward. But this is why, Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we have the Quran. Every story in the Quran, brothers and sisters, it is a means of reflection. It has taught us many lessons. Every story in history has taught us lessons. But it can only serve as a lesson if we reflect. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Don't you reflect upon the Quran. Read the Quran. Read the stories of the past. Read what has happened when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets upset. Read these stories. Or is there a lock on your heart? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا So the question that brothers and sisters that we need to ask ourselves is this. And as we have seen in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he says alayhi salam, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ ذَٰلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ That every situation is amazing for a believer. Because even if he's in times of difficulty, they will reflect that this could be a punishment from Allah. But at the same time, they will try to find consolation and they will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when we look at this pandemic going on, when will we understand and when will we realize this is truly a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When will we realize that how much dhulm was taking place on earth? How much dhulm was taking place on earth before this pandemic took place? We had dhulm that was taking place against our brothers and sisters in various parts of the world. In India, in China, in Syria, in Palestine, in Burma, and the list goes on. I remind myself and everyone watching that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi. This is Allah declaring to His slaves. And whether someone believes in Allah or not, they are truly the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Ya ibadi, inni harramta dhulma ala nafsi. I have made dhulm haram upon myself. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. I have made it haram upon myself, and I have made it forbidden upon yourself and upon you all, and do not commit dhulm against one another. Yet we see that people were treated like animals. People who were trying to come into the States were being put in cages and being treated like animals. Not for days, but for weeks and for months. They're not animals, they're human beings. People were losing their lives in sea, drowning to their death, just because they were looking for religious freedom, just because they were looking for peace and security for their families. People's rights are being taken away. The guilty are proven innocent, and the innocent are being proven guilty. And the rich and the powerful are preying on those who are poor and weak. Not only that, brothers and sisters, look at the dhulm that was taking place against our environment. The world that we live in, planet Earth, the dhulm against animals and their habitat. What have we as human beings have made their habitat into? Brothers and sisters, eventually, every single child who cried because of dhulm, every single man and woman that cried because of dhulm, and they were victims of dhulm, and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually Allah said, enough is enough. Something needs to take place. The animals are also the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You think that they did not complain to Allah? Yes, they did. When will we understand, brothers and sisters, that we have truly violated our responsibilities? Did we forget that we have a covenant? We have made a covenant? Have we forgotten that we have made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah has told us in the Quran once again, certain things that we should not be doing very clearly. It cannot be taken metaphorically, it's taken literally here. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, when He says, لَا تَجْعَلْ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرٍ. Do not do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now we are at a point in our life where people are trying to prove that there is no God that does exist. And this is starting to become a norm within many societies. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Those who are refugees, those who are in need, give them their right, give them their haq. How many of us are taking care, and how many of us are giving their right? When Allah says, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Zina is rampant. Allah says, do not go close to zina. But zina is rampant in our society. Allah says, لَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. Do not kill one another. Yet today we find that people are killing one another. The blood of a Muslim has become cheap today. The blood of a human being has become cheap today. That we are living in times where people are being killed and they have no idea why they're being killed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. Be fair in your businesses. But yet today we see and we reflect that how much cheating is going on in our businesses. How much we cheat each other just because we want to put down someone, just because we want to have some temporary gains. Allah says, لَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا. Do not walk in the earth arrogantly. Today we see how arrogant and how proud we work. We walk on this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَا. Do not consume riba in interest. Yet we see that how many Muslims around the world, they are drowning in riba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Stay away from these things. Today we see how much the ummah is involved in this sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا. Do not hate each other. Do not envy one another. Do not turn away from each other. Today we see exactly that happening in our Muslim communities and Muslims across the world and within the society in general. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell these people that Allah has made indecency haram, immorality haram. Yet we see how much immorality has spread within our societies. So when Allah says all these things, and these are just few that I've shared with you, and we're doing the complete opposite. We're doing the complete opposite. In fact, there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a hadith that really, wallahi, it shakes us. It makes us scared. Hadith found in Tabarani, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا ظَهَرَ الزِّنَا وَالْرِبَى فِي قَرْيَةٍ. When zina and riba become rampant in a society, فَقَدْ أَحَلُّوا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. SubhanAllah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that when in a society, when zina and riba become rampant, that society makes it halal upon themselves for Allah to send His azab upon them. SubhanAllah. Think about, the society is making it halal for Allah to send His azab upon us. That should shake us, brothers and sisters. That should make our hair stand on our skin. Brothers and sisters, we need to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are truly in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah does not need us. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Allah is ghani, Allah does not need us. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a hadith Qudsi says, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد ما زاد ذلك في ملك شيئا. If everyone became the most righteous, this will not increase in the treasure, this will not increase in the power, this will not increase in the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the flip side, if everyone from the beginning to the end, every single person became the most wicked on earth, became the most evil on earth, wallahi, Allah is ghani from all of us. This will not, as Hadith Qudsi says, ما نقص ذلك من ملك شيئا. This will not decrease from the majesty, from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can we have ever imagined that in our own lives, we will see our masajid so empty. We will see the haram so empty. The place that we say that it never sleeps, Mecca and Medina, today they are asleep. Allah has made this happen because Allah wants to show us that He is truly the one who is in power. In Surah Al-Mu'min or Surah Al-Ghafir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says something very beautiful that we can sort of apply and try to understand in our current context. It is said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys everything, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the angel to blow the trumpet and everything will collapse, at that time Allah will ask His question, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. For who? Who does the dominion and the power belong to today? And when there is no answer, Allah will respond Himself, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. Today we are living in times that it is as if Allah is looking at the entire dunya and He's saying that no matter how much you have technologically advanced, no matter what resources you have, no matter how much power you think you have, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who does the power belong to today? And today we bow down and we drop to our knees and we say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. It belongs only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when will we understand that while this is a punishment, but for believers, this is also a means of a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's look at what we have, what good has come from this. Let's look at the good that has come from this too. SubhanAllah, in such a long time, after such a long time, we're now able to spend quality time with our family. After such a long time, we're now able to appreciate people in our society that we have never probably appreciated. Our teachers, our medical doctors, our physicians, those who are putting, the first responders, who are putting their life on the line to keep people alive. These are people who are so tired. And they, and not only are they just working to keep people alive, this is affecting their family life too. They cannot be with their families. In such a long time, we now understand how much we should say thank you to them. Because when we say thank you to them, and we are appreciative towards them, then we can appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In such a long time, we are now waking up for Qiyamul Layl. It is because of this pandemic that now we are praying salat with our families. We are praying salat with jama'ah in our families. We are sitting down and we are reading the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After such a long time, finally we do not hear about Muslims being victims around the world. There are maybe still right now, but it is not the main headline and the main news. Otherwise, before this pandemic, we became hopeless. We became hopeless that everywhere you look, there is dhulm taking place against the Muslims. But this is the one rahmah that we see from this. Brothers and sisters, we see that in times like these, how people have come together to help those who are in need. People have come together and they have put aside religion. They have put aside theology. And they are working the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destined it to be. Because at the end of the day, we all are human beings. And we all should support one another. And today we see that, alhamdulillah, people are coming together. And they are working for the greater good and helping out one another. Brothers and sisters, there is truly rahmah in this also for the believers. Brothers and sisters, this is a time, when will we understand that this is a time to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If we want to succeed, if we want to get out of this, we have to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time I say, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Brothers and sisters, think about every single sin that you and I, we have committed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think about those sins, and then we make this dua. Simply do not just make this dua and just read it for 100 times, 200 times, but make it meaningful. Every time you say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilay, think about every single sin that you and I, we have committed. No need to look at anyone else. This is a time today that we reflect upon ourselves. This is also a time that Allah has given us an opportunity that while we are us isolated from everyone else, this is a time to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, how many times before this pandemic, you and I are simply trying to build connections with other people. Let me build a networking here. Let me build a networking there. Let me connect with this person. Let me connect with that person. Why? Because I will increase in my dunya. If I become friends with that person, if I can connect with that person, then I can climb the ladder of this dunya. That we became so busy. We became so busy in connecting with other people that we forgot to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forgot that Allah is the one who is fully in control. We forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truly the one who manages all of our affairs. And in this isolation, we don't realize, but we find in the stories of our Anbiya, we find stories in the Quran and the Sunnah, that isolation helps. Isolation helps. And this is a time to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find the story of Yunus alayhi salam, that when he was isolated and when he was in the darkness, that is when he realized his mistake and he made dua to Allah, and Allah saved him, and Allah said that he will save the believers too. This is a time that when we see, for example, in the story of Surah Al-Kahf, the Ashab Al-Kahf, the young men who isolate themselves so that they can protect themselves from shirk. This is also a means of rahmah. When we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he chose solitude in his life because he wanted to understand. And that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he received his first wahi. Brothers and sisters, solitude is not always bad. Solitude is not always bad. Yes, we find in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after this time, he never chose isolation in his life. But here in this situation, we are being forced to stay at home, to be isolated from everyone. Brothers and sisters, this can be a means of us changing our life and connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a chance to rekindle our relationship with Allah, to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am truly sorry, I am truly apologetic, I am very regretful of my sins. And this is a time that we can cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us ability to turn back to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that any sins that you and I or the ummah is involved in, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free us from those sins. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to learn from our stories, to learn from the past, so that we can make our future a better one and we can be better prepared and we know what to do in certain circumstances. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi al-Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'na wa iyyakum yati wa ذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد أما بعد. With the last 1 minute that I have, brothers and sisters, is pretty much now inevitable that we will be spending our Ramadans at home. Remember that many people now are thinking, and this is what Shaitan wants from all of us. Shaitan at this time, the only thing that he'll be doing is that he'll try to create hopelessness in us. He'll try to create this hopelessness that if you cannot go to the masjid and you cannot have this meaning for Ramadan, you cannot change your life. Remember, brothers and sisters, the Rabb of Ramadan is the same Rabb throughout the entire year. This is the same Rabb that we worship every single day and every single moment. Brothers and sisters, for our Ramadan to be meaningful, for our Ramadan to be impactful, yes, we would like to come to the masjid, we would like to be around others, but when we don't have that, this does not mean that our Ramadan cannot be impactful. Spend time with your family, do activities throughout the day with your family, then come together and listen. There will be different lectures that will be taking place in the month of Ramadan. Listen to those lectures as a family. Discuss amongst yourself as a family. Do everything as a family. Because when you have other people around you, it motivates you. This is why Ramadan is not lost. This could be our best Ramadan. This could be our most meaningful Ramadan. That while we are disconnected from everyone, now we can truly connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, in times like these, if Shaitan comes to my mind and your mind that this Ramadan is lost, he is absolutely wrong. This Ramadan is not lost. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give all of us ability. And during this time, brothers and sisters, as you all know, that in times like these, of course, especially the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the masajid, of course, they are truly, and especially epic, we are truly in need of all the help that we can get to take care of all of our matters and to take care of all of our expenses. So please, whatever you can, inshallah, in times like these, remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best sadaqah that you can give is in the time when it is most difficult. This is truly difficult times, but I urge you all to please open your heart and give, inshallah, whatever you can. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the ability that we truly become His ibad and His slaves. Amin Rabbil Alameen. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا، واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا، واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا، وارحم موتانا، وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير، وعاصمنا من كل شر، واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن يقين ما تهون به عينا مصائب الدنيا، ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا قواتنا ما أحيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع، ومن قلب لا يخشع، ومن نفس لا تشبع، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب، ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. أمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. I request everyone watching, please pray صلاة الظهر at your own homes with your families. جزاكم الله خير.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله.